It's time to stop settling and break up with your current cream cheese brand. So call the Cream Cheese Breakup Hotline hosted by Tillamook at 844-SAY-GOODBYE. That's 844-729-4293. And get expert advice, leave a breakup message, and learn more about delicious and eligible Tillamook farm-style cream cheese spreads that come in great flavors like original, seriously strawberry, very veggie, aged cheddar, and new chive and onion. So you'll definitely find one that's your type. Call the Cream Cheese Breakup Hotline now at 844-729-4293 or go to Tillamook.com for more.
This episode is brought to you by Samsung. Moms help everyone be their most epic selves. So for Mother's Day, help mom be her most epic with Samsung Galaxy Gifts, like a smartwatch with next-level fitness tracking, or the statement-making Galaxy Z Flip 5G that lets mom flex her style. This year, celebrate what makes mom epic with Samsung Galaxy.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you?
Hello, my elf. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And I'm not sure people realize that I actually address you like this off camera and off mic. Like, it's always like I go, hey, witchy poo, how are you? And say every time. I think you would think that I was sick if I did not say hello.
I would be
like
very
that.
Concerned. Well, I would know you were possessed. So
I was possessed, right? Right.
I don't think people are, you know, sort of delusioned that we really put on airs for this thing.
Right, exactly. There's no show. There's no show in this show. This is the anti-show show.
Exactly. I think by now they get it.
Right. So today, I'm just going to quickly say, actually, today we're talking about our ego, and we're going to talk about the title here in a second, but I very quickly want to divert, go figure, and tell a quick
Everyone
story.
Just take a breath.
Everybody just buckle up, get comfy. No, it is something that has happened very recently, and it is related in a way to this that I think it's just worth mentioning. I think it's actually quite exciting. So everybody knows I talk about Cop Suey. She is my wife's niece's wife. That's a mouthful, right? My wife's niece's wife. And we've talked about Sue before. And I wanted to bring Sue up again because, like anything else in the world, that when you know someone, you start to understand a category of folks a little differently. It's kind of like, you know, with gay people. It's like, oh, once you knew one, you felt a little bit better about gays. It's just how it kind of works.
Depends
right?
on which one you knew. But
well,
yeah.
Yeah. If you knew me, you liked them. Just kidding. Not actually not true. I probably hurt our cause a few times. But I think what's, so I love talking about Sue because it's my closest relationship to law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So she, and so this is the kind of the opposite of the ego, right? Or the opposite of what we're talking about. That's why I actually wanted to bring it up. So she called me up one day, not long ago, and said, they all call me Uncle Julie because Natalie and her sister used to call me Uncle Julie. So she's like, so Uncle Julie, she said, I got a favor. Can you send me some Lipitalite? And I'm like, sure, why? And she said, I want to hand it out to the officers here. She goes, today, one of our officers came in and he had kind of a rough day and I handed him a piece of Lipitalite and he held on to it very strongly for like 20 minutes and felt so much better. And I said, well, honey, you know, you guys are officers of the peace and this is the stone, frankly, of peace. So of course it's going to help. And so, and she wanted to do this as a service to her, you know, fellow officers that in turn do a service to us, right, in the community. Mm-hmm. So I sent her a pretty sizable bag full that she, we donated it, Brenda. I didn't think
of
I heard that
did.
Part, but we did that. Yeah, we donated it. So it's a great cause. And so she handed it out to her chief, to other, you know, officers, so on and so forth. They were so happy and they're keeping it with them, either in their desk, in their pocket, and they're now turning to it because it's an intense job. right? I mean, that's intense. And so they're using it. And so what I think is really magical about what Sue is doing and what she is bringing to, you know, all of her colleagues is another way to actually fight your ego too, because, you know, you put on that uniform, there's an ego that comes with it. And she's giving them a new tool, right? She's giving them something new. And so for her, that's letting her ego go, because it's like, it's not about guns and handcuffs and all that kind of crazy stuff. So I just wanted to share that there is like some really incredible things that are happening out in the world, especially something that's right now about police officers with the Derek Chauvin, what the hell his name, chauvinist, whatever the hell his name is called.
We know who you're talking about.
Thank you. There's so much going on about that and all this, you know, defund, de-whatever police, that I just want to bring that up, that there's, you know, at least in my world, I see things moving.
When she DM'd me about this and how excited she was to just hand out these little peace pocket portals, you know, that's how I think of them. Because lipidolite is so soothing in the emotional field, and it gets you in your body, and it, you know, just takes that edge off. Highly recommend this, just holding it before bed. Like, you don't even have to do any ritual around it. You just hold it. This is a great one to put in your bra.
And it's
right. It's so soothing, so calming. But when she DM'd me, my response to her was, you period are period a period extraordinary period human period. Like, I mean, this is, it was just such a beautiful offer to the world. Right? Not just to the individuals, but to the whole. Like, this says, you matter. You are worthy of restoring your own field, and this will serve you as you are out doing this very challenging work.
And I'll say one last thing, because this show is not about Sue, even though it feels like it right now. Is yesterday she said to me, she goes, you know, there. And of course, she says, you know, and she's assuming I know the Bible. And she goes, you know, there's this passage as part of the Bible about how Jesus calms the waters. I think is so something. Mm-hmm. You must be familiar with it. I am clearly not. And she goes, you asked me how this stone felt to me. She said, this stone feels like Jesus to me. And she's like, it just feels like what that passage was. That's how it makes me feel. So anyway, the important part
which is
of
so
this,
right. So back, this is not at all what the episode's about today, but
no, it's not.
To Tarot, right, which is the water, the cups, right, element is all about emotions, right? So water always represents our emotions, and that's exactly what lipidolite does. So
right.
She's completely that out.
Yeah, and I just love what she's doing, and I just, you know, we want to, I want us to be able to share really amazing stories whenever we can about what people are doing, and it's easy for me because I talk to Sue regularly. I call her my little bro. She calls me her big bro. She also calls me Uncle Julie. We have like all sorts of issues with gender and things like that. We just play a lot, but we don't actually have any issues with gender. We tease each other all the time. Cool. So anyway, moving on.
No, I'm so glad you brought that up.
From Cup Sue. I just think it's really magical, because that is actually a bit of it's actually a kind of a counterpoint to really what we're going to be addressing today. That's why I kind of wanted to bring it up, because today, you know, the title of our episode is actually kind of dating ourselves with this title.
I think the campaign's still going, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it is.
So those that are not aware of Let Go My Ego, so we sold from them. We ripped it off to Let Go My Ego. But Let Go My Ego was, I mean, that was like a campaign. Like, that was a real ad campaign.
I think it still goes. I really do. Yeah.
And it was the first toaster waffle, just so everybody knows. And we had them in our house. Oh, sure it was. Are you kidding?
We were too poor. We did not have those.
You did not have Eggos. I will send you some Eggos.
No, please don't.
I will not send you some Eggos. Did you? You misunderstood me. I said I will not send you Eggos. No, I'm joking. Good. You did not. You totally understood me.
Okay. I'm so glad.
We have derailed like crazy already, so we should probably
focus.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay, so we will focus. So the topic of this Let Go My Ego. And before we even kind of jump into the details of it, I just want to say to folks, if this episode triggers you in a way that makes you a little uncomfortable, pay attention to that.
Because you're welcome.
You're welcome. But you know, pay attention to, if you're uncomfortable, like take a look at it and really take a listen to this again, because we've all struggled with our ego. And specifically this one is about, you know, we're addressing our spiritual ego in this.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to give a shout out because, like, having an ego isn't bad, right? It keeps us safe. It's to keep us alive, to not take silly risks. So we're not bashing the ego. We're not resisting it. We're not denying it. And we all know when someone tries to exude power over another or differentiate or use their information, you know, to put someone in their place or, you know, something like that. Whoops. And that's, you know, that's what we're talking about here is like, you know, because if when we're working in the spiritual realms, it really is an inclusive conversation that says, you've got your path, I've got my path. This is what works for me. I'm really excited about it. What did you find out? Like it's an inclusive conversation. And that's what we invite people to just run a check on. How are you doing with this? What are you doing with it?
Right, right. Because this is, you know, we, you know, each of us, you know, separately have lots of conversations with people, whether they're you, our listeners, or our friends, or family, whoever it may be. And interestingly enough, this comes up. And I will tell you, it's so fascinating. It's like, you know, half of my responses to people when they're asking me, what should I do in a certain situation? My response is nothing. Leave it alone. It's not yours to do anything with. And even if you think you have the power to do something, do not exert it because it's not your place. Whether it is, you know, somebody's like, I'm afraid, you know, so-and-so that has passed over is having a hard time on the other side. And I'm like, well, A, how do you know? B, you know what? If they're on the other side, they're being taken care of. So back off. And
I understand where it's confusing though, right? Because Earth School is hard. The other side is not, right? That's right. Why we differentiate. Earth School is hard.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or there's people who, you know, and I've seen this a lot, actually, unfortunately, but, you know, there are people who use their spirituality kind of, like you said, like as a power play.
Right.
You know, I had a situation years ago, oh my gosh, and it still haunts me a little bit, about somebody who was using her, what she positioned as spirituality, to try to get money out of me. You know, people do that.
Party foul. Yeah, that's a big spiritual party foul.
Well, it's a big power. It's a big foul. And, you know, so these are things like, so we're actually in this, we're speaking to our own here.
Yeah.
Right. Like this is a club conversation, a membership conversation.
Right. An insiders. Right?
An insiders, insiders conversation. Yeah. Right.
And we are going to have more conversation about this when we come back from this break.
We're making lower emission vehicles our priority. Reusable packaging, our priority. And carbon capture research to offset emissions, our priority. Because Earth is our priority. At FedEx, we know sustainability means a lot to you, and we feel the same way. Our goal is to be carbon neutral by 2040. We call it Priority Earth. FedEx, where now meets next.
As any business leader will tell you these days, things aren't what they used to be, and they'll never be the same again. As a result, the way businesses work has evolved at unprecedented speed, and when it comes to helping them grow, the status quo no longer cuts it. That's why T-Mobile for Business uses unconventional thinking to help businesses realize new possibilities. Only T-Mobile offers the nation's largest and fastest 5G network, which helps businesses unlock innovation so they can work smarter and grow faster. T-Mobile for Business has also completely reimagined the customer experience, providing a team of experts to help you find solutions in the moment. Plus, they include premium benefits like 5G with every plan, so your business can spend less and innovate more. Whether your business is big, small, or somewhere in between, only one 5G partner delivers unmatched network, support, and value without any trade-offs. T-Mobile for Business. Get the details at T-Mobile.com/unconventional. Open Signal awarded T-Mobile fastest 5G network based on average speeds. USA 5G user experience report January 2021. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some users may require certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back from guess who's break? Yeah. Brenda's break. Brenda's break. We're back.
Thank you for bringing us back, my elf. So, look, I really want to say that I believe people have good intentions. And when we get excited about our path, you know, we can get carried away. But the confusion, there's a confusion that happens when we have some spiritual information, or we learn something, or we may have even experienced something with spiritual wisdom, right? And I really think of, you know, this is what I say, when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? I have a new tool and I'm just going to beat the heck out of everything because this is all I can see. And I really want to take a minute to just define that, like, wisdom is when masterful experience meets masterful information, right? At just a mastery level. And like, that's wisdom in action. And that takes time to get to. It's not, you can't just read one book and go, I've got it. You can say, wow, now I'm more curious about this than I was before. I can't wait to experience it. And when you have your level of mastery, whatever it's in, that really should make you more curious about other things, right? Instead of limiting, right? When you have a level of mastery, you get curious. Oh, I wonder how that person got there, instead of judging something as wrong or cutting it off. You really want to be inclusive, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense. And it makes sense too, because there's like a couple other pieces, I think, to pull into this. So when you talk about this wisdom and how you can achieve a level of this wisdom, is to always ask, I think, a few questions, right? One is, you know, am I hurting someone's path by what I think I want to go do, right? Am I crossing a boundary by doing what I think I want to do? And what I mean by that, you know, especially when you have spiritual information and people just, like you said, they want to blurt it. I did, you know, when I started getting, you know, my little special superpowers, I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to tell all y'all. So that's why I understand this. And yeah. The funny thing was, is like, it was, because I did want to do good in the world. You know, I didn't want to use it for power. It was never used for power for me. I mean, I think that we're all different, but it was like, I'm excited. It's kind of like when a kid, you know, like I remember when I was 5 and I went to gymnastics when I could do cartwheel, all I did were cartwheels, right? So like when you said exciting. When somebody has a hammer, all they see are nails, right? To me, it's like, I went to do cartwheels. By the way, that ended at 5.5, just for the record. So I think that being able to kind of give yourself a little bit of a process in dealing with this information that I have, or this proclamation that I'm making, am I crossing any of these lines, any of these boundaries, right? Because right. I think what you taught me better than anybody in my life has taught me is about boundaries and how important they are.
Thank you. Because yeah, you know, I'm a fan.
You are a big fan of boundaries.
And I'm a of you.
And I'm a same. And I'm a big fan of blurting. So but this was not I the easiest think, for me.
Like, and it is exciting, right? So when you learn, like, hey, I really focused on this and I created something, you absolutely can manifest. You can womanfest. Like, you can create things. You can have these experiences. And that doesn't mean that you have to tell everyone. Mm-hmm. Right. That doesn't mean you have to put it in people's face. Like, hey, you're not creating correctly. Or, you know, to approach it with compassion and let people have their beliefs.
Exactly. So there's another side of this too, which is that spiritual information. I think we're going to actually kind of circle back to that again later in this conversation. But I think there's other ways that there is where the ego comes into play.
And Lulu's ego is coming into play.
And Lulu's very busy because Dad's home.
Yes, she is very busy. So we will pause right here.
Literally, P-A-W-S.
Weight loss. It feels like a constant cycle. Like my body's always working against me, pushing back on all of my progress. I learned that anytime I lose weight, my body tries to gain it right back. Finally, I discovered it's not entirely my fault. I know healthy eating and exercise are important, but they may not be enough. So I talked to my healthcare provider about whether a prescription medicine could help me lose weight and maintain it. Together, we made a plan to tackle this, a plan to help lower my risk of future weight-related health issues like heart disease. Join me and make a change for the better. Talk to your healthcare provider about treatment options to manage your weight.
Hi. I'm Jonathan Strickland, host of The Restless Ones. Join me as I sit down with the world's most unconventional thinkers, the leaders at the intersection of technology and business. Leaders like Ted Ross, Chief Information Officer of the City of Los Angeles.
We have a lot of old infrastructure that just comes with a large old urban environment. The idea that 5G is wireless, I mean, once you get your connectivity to the access point, it's effectively a wireless solution, which means that we can deploy and, you know, we can expand and contract rapidly. We can run an entire venue, roll out VR wirelessly, roll out communications, you know, do all these huge multimedia aspects that take up a lot of bandwidth and do so completely wirelessly.
The Restless Ones is presented by T-Mobile for Business. Today, T-Mobile is America's largest and fastest 5G network, with over $40 billion invested in their network to supercharge innovation over the next 3 years. See what T-Mobile can do for your business at T-Mobile.com/unconventional. And check out the Restless Ones podcast, available now on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open Signal awarded T-Mobile fastest 5G network based on average speeds. USA 5G user experience report January 2021. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas.
Hi, everybody. We are back from our Lulu break. And here's the thing. They always come from Brenda's side, whether it's her, whether it's her dog. I just want to take note of all of this.
Nice.
So,
played.
Thank you. Yeah. So back where we left off, thank you, Lulu, is... You know, when we were talking about this, you know, kind of designing or structuring this episode, we were talking about people who also use their spirituality to be more powerful over either a person, which is what we talked right. about, or there's other things. Like, do you have some of those examples that we talked about, Bren? Because I think they're really interesting.
Well, there's, it's when someone will say pretty much, like, if someone's new on the path, and they'll be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And will diminish someone else in their presence and try and take their power. And the truth is, when we're talking about spiritual things, it is a belief, it is an energy, it is, you know, a transmission. And so it's hard, especially when you're new on the path, to be certain of it because you can't often touch it. And so it's something that comes from within. And people are way too willing to give away their power. And when you have someone who will take advantage of that with someone who is earnestly trying to learn, it's like a crime against humanity. It is really so sad to hear about and to witness. So this is, you know, and the reason we're talking about this is not to judge people, but to let people know, what we really talk about is keep your vibe high. This mm-hmm. is not a high vibe move. This is creating karma over and over and over again, right? This is, you're actually... doing harm to yourself as well as others.
Right. You know, I would claim it's a newbie move, but some of the moves that I've seen in the past have not just come from newbies. Like, they come from people who have, you know, practiced or had their gifts for quite a while. But, you know, it was so funny. I'm just going to tell everybody what Brenda said the other day. She's like, you know, it drives me crazy when people think that just because they have, you know, like spirituality, that they can make the grass grow. It's like, you know, or my favorite lately has been, you know, I'm spiritual and I won't get COVID-19. I'm like, really?
There's a whole bunch of people who've taken that and then end up on social media saying, you guys, it's real. I didn't believe, and now, you know, like, I didn't believe it was real. I didn't believe it would get me. And like, there are a whole bunch of celebrities or big names, you know, out there saying this and in true humility. So let's get ahead of it.
Because there's a difference between spirituality and biology.
And science. Yeah.
And science, right? Yeah. I mean, there is. It's like, a pathogen doesn't care what your belief system is. Right? They don't care. And by the PS, everybody, other people don't care what you believe in either, just for the record, much less a pathogen. But I can tell you for certain, a pathogen definitely doesn't care. The grass also does not care. Mm-hmm. Right? And so, but that's part of the ego thinking that you are superior, because that's a superiority move. And right. I think the beauty of, you know, what I've learned and what I try to, and I practice, right? Because listen, I fall off all the time. But what I try to practice is actually the opposite of that. It is not about being superior. It's actually being quite humble. Humility is one of the most beautiful experiences I think we can have as a human, because it's called humility.
And it really, it can give you a break. Like, you know, because when you're trying to be all powerful and all knowing, you've got to be on top of your game and you've got to be looking for anyone else who could, you know, outshine you. And it's exhausting. Right? Yeah, people know this, right? Like when you're in that game. So it's really kind for yourself and really gracious for others as well. And,
right.
And, you know, I would also say for spirituality, in all kinds of slices and dices of version of spirituality on the planet, typically at the core is love, the most unifying, the most expansive, the most high vibe. And having power over someone else is actually fear, mm-hmm. right? So it's they're opposites. It's not the same. It's the opposite. So
right. Right. So even if you think that you have the power to make the grass grow, that's the same difference. It's like you think you have power over grass and you don't. You think you have power over a pathogen. You do not.
Yeah.
And I think that is, you know, so this is a bit, you know, this is a bit of that light switch that we want to kind of flip for everybody as you're thinking about who you are and who you want to be every day, is to remember these aspects of it. And sometimes it's hard because you also know, and I think, you know, it's very evident when you encounter people in the world who's actually have bothered to do some work with themselves, right?
Right.
And then the ones who haven't, and knowing the work and how hard it is, right? A lot of judgment tends to be cast. But the thing is, it's like you made your choices. That person gets to make their choices. And that's part of, I think, the boundary part of it is like we're all here to learn lessons. They are all different. We must allow people their space and time to do what they did. Because here's the thing, I can give you a long list of people who gave me the space to get my shit together. So, I mean, like, because you just look at it, because we do all live in glass houses. We just do.
Right. And earth school is hard. So we get stuck in these situations where we get triggered. And it's like, okay, you know, I am very much in my earth school lesson right now. And just take a beat, back away. You don't have to take on everything. It doesn't mean that things can't be upsetting to you, but you also don't have to fight every fight or think that if I don't fix this, you know, that other person won't live up to your standards.
Right.
Guess what? They're not going to anyhow.
Right. And I would like to take us back to this, what you were talking about earlier about spiritual information and the difference between information and wisdom. Right. Mm-hmm. That to me is such an important, powerful lesson. And it reminded me, so you don't mind me telling you another USC story, because
they're some of my favorites.
I tend to drop those every once in a while. And just so everybody knows, if you're new to the show or if you missed this, but one of Brenda's favorites of that I told my students one year was fuck you fuckers, I'm in charge. Because they kept trying to negotiate with me, right, on who can be in their group. And it was like, no dudes, fuck you, I'm in charge. So that's one of Brenda's all time favorites. And I believe you still use it to this day. And I love that. It's a freebie for you.
I quote you often.
Thank you. So I had another incident that was actually another USC school incident where I had a student, and he was this big, tall, overpowering kind of guy. Like he was a big fella. Stands up, right, to tower. So he stands up and in his left hand, he has his phone, and he was arguing with me about something, and he stands up and he starts to search things. And then he makes this proclamation that he knows everything. Like, well, I can have it right here in my fingertips. I know everything, anything I want to know, you know, I can find through this. And so I wasn't able to hide my eye roll at the moment.
Yeah, you didn't even try.
Didn't try. No, did not try to hide my eye roll, because I said to him, don't confuse a resource to intelligence. And I said, you know, anybody can use Google. And that doesn't actually set you apart, because anybody can do it. It doesn't give you competitive advantage in the workforce. And I said, you know, it doesn't, I said, you're trying to use this over me. I said, so why don't you sit down, shut up, and turn off your fucking phone, and let's have a conversation, and don't try to use things against me. Because the thing was, like, he was trying to overpower me, right? With something, by the way, anybody can do, but trying to overpower me, right? And he was trying to use this thing. And so he was confusing, right, information with wisdom. I was wisdom in this story. He was information in this story, right?
Yeah.
I'd been on the planet a lot longer than him, and I had experience. So, of course, I had wisdom.
It's one of my teachers would say, it's the difference between someone who reads about a tree and someone who grows a tree.
Yes. Oh, so right? Good. Oh, I love that.
Because you know, ooh, the tree needs water. Ooh, the tree needs to be replanted into a bigger container. Like you have a conversation. You understand the slightest changes. You're in sync, and you know it's deep, paying attention, and that's what wisdom is in action.
Right? You are so eloquent. I talk about telling a student to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. But you give me this whole eloquent thing. By the way, everybody,
well, that
welcome.
Was my teacher. He was amazing. So, but it just, you know, that was 25 years ago, and it still just spoke to my heart.
So I love that. That's beautiful. So Let's talk a little bit about crossing boundaries. And, you know, I'd like to talk about one of my favorite folks on the planet. We're not close, but we've met, but she's most certainly one of my favorite folks. And that's Teresa Caputo. So I want to pay homage first. And then I want to dive into, I think, some of the fallout that had happened as a result of her show. Of the show structure, actually.
So, she's super talented. Tell people who she is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So Teresa Caputo, for those that may not know, she is a Long Island medium. And she had a show on TLC, and an extraordinarily gifted, kind woman. Struggled so much with her gift earlier in life. In fact, she was petrified of it, because when she'd go outside, all she heard were voices. Mm-hmm. And it gave her a lot of anxiety, so she stayed inside. I had dinner with her one night, actually. So she knows Brenda, because I brought up Brenda to her. I wrote about this in my book, so those who have read it know this. But really quickly, is I sat next to her and I started asking her all these questions. I was so fascinated, because when we first met, she walked into the restaurant and she says, "Are you Julie?" I'm like, yeah, you're good. And she goes, "Well, I have your mother here." And she's been talking to me for blocks. She goes, "Your mother's telling me over and over that you can do what I can do." And I'm like, oh, that's insane. Okay, mom was right, naturally, but I didn't know it at the time. And then I sat next to Teresa at dinner and I start asking her questions, and there were things about Brenda. And I was saying, you know, do your batteries drain really easily? Do your like light bulbs blow out? Do your, you know, cabinets slam? Because these are things I experienced with Brenda. And she goes, "Is this your friend?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Her name is Brenda Villa." Well, actually on the show, it's Brenda Rose. Her name is Brenda Rose. Her name is Brenda Rose Villa. And sorry, Brenda, I do this all the time. Brenda's shaking her head at me. And this is how good I am a storyteller. I remember the actual conversations. And she said to me, she goes, "You know," she says, "I'm here." And she kind of put her hand kind of at her kind of neck level when we were sitting down. She goes, "Not that there's a hierarchy," she says, "but there kind of is." She says, "Your friend Brenda," and she raises her hand up over her head, says, "Your friend Brenda's up here." So, which is all very true, because you were definitely there, my witchy poo. But anyway, so Teresa's this amazing person. She brought, you know, mediumship and this gift out into the world in such a different way than we've ever seen it before. And she has such a personality. So with all that said.
And so much humor and lightness
and
compassion and...
So much.
So brave. So brave.
And I remember, Brenda, you saying to me, "I love her, but her show gives me anxiety. Why is she going up to people just blurting?" Right? Because keep in mind, everybody, Brenda, and even me with my relationship with Brenda, I have to ask her. I have to say, "Did somebody show up? What did they say? How does this feel?" Because if I don't get the information. So, like, Brenda is the epitome.
I mean,
you
unless
the definition
you book a session. And then,
well, of course. It's a whole different thing. But I'm just talking about regular convo with you. So this whole idea of somebody just getting into somebody's space and crossing a boundary like that was very upsetting to you.
Because there were segments in the show where she would just walk up to someone on the street, in a shop, in a restaurant, and just say, "Hey," just do these drive-by readings. And I'm like,
Right. Did your father pass recently? Blah, blah, blah. You know, horrifying to Brenda.
No, just awful. Yeah.
And so then I had to remind Brenda. I'm like, it's a show.
It's television.
And it's produced.
We all know this is my blind spot.
We all know. That nod to Johnny D on that one. He's very, very clear.
Blah, 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 Marvel.
Blah, 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 Marvel. So, hi, Johnny. So I, you know, proceeded to explain to Brenda that there's no such thing as reality TV. It's all scripted. And so the producers, you know, I'm sure decided that this is the show structure that they wanted to do. But the problem is that what people saw was this really brilliant, gifted woman that was crossing these boundaries. And so we want to just quick, you know, we want to clear that up and clean that up, because that's, it's as brilliant, as wonderful as that show was in this area, you know, crossing those boundaries is something that is actually not okay.
It makes for great TV, but all those things were set up beforehand, right? So she was not violating those, even though it looked like it, right? Because people would have a chance to opt out. And you know, so that was not clear to the audience. And then people would confuse, like, hey, I'm getting a message and I have this moral obligation, to give it. No, you don't. Not without someone's permission, right? You don't have that obligation. And you're still human. I'm still human, right? I can get information wrong, or I'll be close, but it may not be exactly right. And when I start presenting it as exactly right, I can be dangerous, because when you're speaking from a high spiritual position, it goes in. Like, people unconsciously, they're just like, oh, well, she must know or he must know. And we're doing our best to interpret, but you have to understand and be accountable to what you're sharing. Super critical.
Yeah,
super
because critical. There is power in what we possess. Because right. Like you said, there's power in that. And there's really quickly, I can tell this story really fast, but there's a very good friend of mine who's very gifted in this space. And she was at a pita restaurant and was being harassed by a spirit that was wanting her to speak to, it was actually her daughter. So the spirit's daughter, human daughter, and harassing her. And she kept saying, no, I'm not doing this. My friend was saying, no, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. Harassing her. So then what happened is my friend said, okay, fine, just hold on. And so she called, and the girl was a waitress at this, or worked at the restaurant. And she said, listen, I think I have your mom here, and I'm a medium, da da da. She goes, but if you want to hear from her, I will tell you. But if you don't, I'll leave. Like, she gave her the grace to say,
to make the choice.
For her to make the choice. What happened, actually, just for the record, is that the mother was so set on my friend speaking to her daughter, because the mom knew that day that she went to work in order to give, like, you know, mementos away, because she was going to go home and commit suicide that night. So her mother was like, she was trying to save her daughter's life.
Yeah.
Right. And so she went to my friend to do that. Now, that does not happen every day, folks. That is
an example of permissions. Is when you are in service of spirit, and you don't have to be a medium, right? Or even if you're in service of a spiritual concept or some spiritual information that you have, you don't use it to make it about you. Right? You don't use it to make it about you. She made it about this daughter. She said, hey, you're in charge, your choice. You let me know.
Right.
Right. And so that's how you know you're in service. Right. And that in this case, that is literally why they don't call us the star, they call us the medium. We are exactly. Like a vehicle. We're no different than a Toyota Corolla at that point. Like, it's just the vehicle to get something from point A to point B.
Right.
And
we're like a phone operator back in the days of the Andy Griffith Show. Oh my God, I just dated myself even more. Don't you remember when they like, it's like, oh yeah, get me so-and-sos, and they'd like flip the little.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're in between, you know, we're like sending the messages, getting people connected. And, you know, sometimes, anyway, that was a really bad example, but keep it in, Maya, keep it in, because it's just the reality of how this can go.
When you notice, like, if you are getting really impressed with yourself or start comparing yourself to someone else, notice it with compassion for yourself. Like, oh, I guess I got a little more work to do. Right. Like when I watched the Long Island Medium show, I was never like, well, I'm a better medium than that. I'm like, oh, I could help her with some boundaries.
Right. Like, I remember.
Right.
You were like, wait, I can help. Let me serve.
I can, you know, if she's interested, I could help her. But it was never about like, I'm a better medium than her. I mean, she's amazing.
And oh, yeah, she is.
Great service and, you know, this and that. It was just the boundaries things that freaked me out.
But I do think that that's another important thing is like, you know, if you can catch yourself, right, before and just remind yourself that you have, we all have these abilities to actually be in service of one another, right?
Right.
In service of ourselves, in service of one another, and to remember that in service of,
right.
You know,
what,
I think
why
is,
am I doing this?
Why am I doing
for,
this?
For what kinda, purpose?
Right. And like, I'm going to take it back to Cop Suey on this. It's like, she is now, she's in, she, her job in the, on the physical planet is to be in service of the community. Right. And not only is she being in service, she's also being in service of her fellow officers. That's what service is.
Right.
She's not doing it to get kudos. She's not doing this to overpower or I know more than you do, because that's not at all what right. it is. She's in service.
It's so beautiful. And remember, there's no judgment about this. It's really just a check. Like, just check yourself, pay attention. How does it feel? Because if you really drop in, how am I feeling about this? You'll feel a little wonky inside when it comes from ego. You'll feel a little wonky when you're like, I want people to pay attention to me, and that's why I'm doing it. It'll be like, there's a higher vibe to stand on.
Right.
And find that within you and take care of yourself with compassion so that when you do show up, you can serve with that true compassion. And if, then if, you know, that daughter had said, I am not interested, you're like, I bless you. And we're done. We're complete.
Exactly.
No, you don't get hurt about it because your ego is never in it. Right. It's just, it's a very clean way to act. And,
right.
You know, we're sharing this because when you know better, you do better. And that's what we want to create for you, a path where you can take better care of yourself so that you can serve in the highest.
Absolutely. Thank you. That was a beautiful way, I think, to tie this episode. Put a nice little sweet witchy bow on it. Because when, you know, you do, when we know better, we can do better. And so this, right. That's what this is. And again, not that either one of us haven't had our own issues with it too, because we have, because like you, we're human. We're here to
so
learn shit,
human.
Just like you.
So very human. Because remember, our school is hard.
Without your witchy poo and the other side.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides. Or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
May is Maytag Month at Lowe's. Save on our exclusive selection of Maytag appliances with collections found only at Lowe's. Get up to $200 via prepaid card by mail on your purchase of select Maytag major appliances, a brand you know and trust. Shop in store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Manufacturer's rebate. Prepaid card amount varies based on purchase. Offer valid through 6/2. Exclusions, terms, and restrictions apply. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Rex Chapman. You might know me from my former life as an NBA player or from my spectacular fall from grace, or maybe just follow me on Twitter. Now I'm hosting a new podcast called Charges with Rex Chapman. Each episode centers around an interview with a famous athlete or entertainer who ran afoul of the law. We'll relive their rise to fame as well as their fall from grace and hear their side of the events that changed their lives forever. And really want to let people know, with the people that we're going to talk to, that you're never as bad as your worst moment, as long as you learn from it. You know, I'm planning on having guys on, guys I know, guys I don't know, who've run afoul. We call it charges because you've been charged with something. It was an ugly time. It was a tough time in your life. And that moment when it happened to you is really painful to talk about. But I think it's cathartic, and I think people will get a lot out of it. Listen to Charges with Rex Chapman on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.